You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Sensex crashed over 1,170 points today to log its worst single day drop in over 7 months. Well, is this the correction market experts have been talking about for a while now? Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. But before I tell you more about the top stories of November 22nd, let's first discuss the free fall in Sensex and Nifty. The equity benchmark indices have been falling for 4 days in a row. Today's sell-off was particularly severe as the sustained downtrend appears to have led to a vicious cycle with falling prices, prompting more investors to sell out in panic. The crash comes after many experts had warned of expensive valuations as the market broke a chain of records to attain unprecedented heights in a liquidity-driven run over the past few months. Sensex closed at 58,465, down 1,170 points or 2% over its previous close. The Nifty too tumbled 2% or 348 points to close at 17,416. Analysts say a correction was overdue for the Indian market. According to Jefferies, the correction is unlikely to be a long-lasting one, as a strong economic outlook and the corporate earnings growth will bring in support sooner than later. IDBI Capital, on the other hand, says that the correction was much needed and is going to be healthy. According to the brokerage, we were running beyond fundamentals and the pricing of IPOs was beyond market expectations. Dr. V.K. Vijayakumar, the chief investment strategist at Geojit Financial Services, cited multiple triggers for the correction, like the warning of RBI, downgrading of India by foreign brokerages, sustained selling by FIIs, and fresh COVID waves in parts of Europe and lockdowns in countries like Austria. Apart from valuations, other factors that have contributed to the steep decline in indices over the past week are Fed tapering, costly crude, high inflation, risk-off strategy, the repeal of farm laws, and the disappointing debut of Paytm. Well, while we talk of Paytm, it continued to extend losses today. After a disappointing market debut, the founder and CEO, Vijay Shekhar Sharma, advised his employees not to be disheartened by the day one show of the company and instead continue efforts to build it as a listed firm. He urged them not to read too much into the criticism of its business model. Meanwhile, Ashneer Grover, the co-founder and MD of BharatPay, today commented on Paytm's IPO pricing. He said that the Paytm slide post-listing on Dalal Street is not good news for the category as a whole. The BharatPay MD said that it was sad to see the recent developments with the Paytm IPO as the steep fall has a wider implication on the sector and is a category killing. According to him, Paytm simply seems to have not looked at where the market is and just gone ahead and priced itself where it wanted to. So it is a cumulative failure of the management and the bankers. Next up, the Joint Parliamentary Committee on Personal Data Protection Bill has finalized and adopted its draft report on the bill after 2 years of deliberation. The draft report with recommendations is now likely to be placed before the Speaker of Lok Sabha during a winter session of Parliament. The Data Protection Bill provides for sensitive personal data to be stored in India and also obligates data fiduciaries to deploy safeguards and a grievance redressal mechanism. It prescribes the rights of individuals with respect to data fiduciaries, including the right to withdraw consent. However, Congress MPs Jairam Ramesh and Manish Tiwari have submitted dissent notes over the bill allowing exemption to government. They argue that the bill assumes that right to privacy arises only with respect to the private sector and treats the government and related entities as privileged classes, whose actions are always in public interest. In a significant update from last week, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced that the three contentious farm laws that farmers have been protesting against since last year will be repealed. Siraj Hussain, the former agriculture secretary, today said that it'll be wrong to think that the reform process has come to an end because of the rollback of farm laws. According to him, as the dust settles, the center will free up any restrictions on the movement of agricultural commodities across the states. He, however, said that within the states, the state should be empowered to formulate laws which will be beneficial to the farmers' income and agriculture in general. Next up, a telecom service provider, Bharti Airtel, has decided to increase its prepaid tariffs by 20 to 25% with effect from November 26th. With this, the existing tariff of 75 rupees with the validity of 28 days will be hiked to 99 rupees, while the existing tariff of 149 rupees with the validity of 28 days will be increased to 179 rupees. And likewise for the higher plans. With this tariff hike, Airtel plans are now 30 to 50% premium to Jio. On the development, Access Security says that the Bharti Airtel hike has been higher than expectations. It has taken the lead and hiked prices quite significantly. Moving on, as the air pollution situation remains critical in Delhi, the government has extended the ban on entry of trucks carrying non-essential items into the city, and it has also extended work from home for its employees till November 26th. Schools and colleges will continue to remain closed in the national capital till further orders. Meanwhile, the Commission for Air Quality Management will hold a review meeting on November 23rd in this regard. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.